Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. New beginnings is not just for the young. How often do we think about that? New beginnings is not just for the young. Sometimes we fall into situations and get a little older and looking for a new beginning and think that we cannot have that new beginning and God says that new beginnings is not just for the young, it's for anyone. Amen? And that is basically what we are supposed to do. We'd like to thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio once again. We're New Beginning Ministries, and our topic this evening that we're going to be on is from Corinthians. From Corinthians, and the title is The Knowledge Through the Word of God. Knowledge Through the Word of God. And we're going to be looking at 1 Corinthians 13:2 through 1 Corinthians 13:8. 1 Corinthians 13:2 through 1 Corinthians 13:8. Amen. We're going to have prayer, and then we're going to dive into the Word of God and see what the Lord has to say. We are a Bible interactive Bible study. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and we do invite you to participate. If you have something that you would like to share, God has laid on your heart. If you're on by phone, hit number one, and your mic will pop you on, and you'll be able to speak to the rest of the audience. Amen. You would hit number one. For those of you listening by internet, if you would like to tune in, you can do it two ways. You can go through the chat line, and we would respond through chat line, or you can call in. The telephone number is 347-237-4054, and we'll pot you in as well. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for another Wednesday. Lord Father, we pray that you would just open our minds, open our hearts, Heavenly Father, as we search the mysteries, Heavenly Father. We pray that you would just give us a word from you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask that we would all be on one accord. We pray for the sick and afflicted, Heavenly Father, those who are disabled. We pray for those, Heavenly Father, who are having financial difficulties. Father, there are so many in need, Father, and you said that where there's two or three that come together in your name, that you would be in the midst. Father, we just ask that you would just be a blessing to the hearers in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, and as we go to 1 Corinthians 13:2, speaking again, our topic is knowledge through the word of God. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. 13:3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. 13:4, love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not. Love vaunts not itself. It is not puffed up. And 5, love does not behave itself rudely, seeks not her own, is not easily provoked, keeps no record of evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. And whether there be tongues, they shall cease. And whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to open up again. If you have comments as we're going through this, please hit number one and we will pot you in. And the first part, it says, though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And when we look at the word, though is the meaning despite the fact, and though I have the gift of prophecy, though I should have received from God the knowledge of future events so that I could correctly foretell what is coming in the world or in the church. And then it talks about and understands all mysteries. Now, the meaning here is the type that figures, which comes from the Old Testament, and all the unexpected secrets of nature. Understanding the mysteries, understanding, having knowledge. Let's just say there's every human art or understanding every science, and though I have all faith, such as having miraculous faith that will enable me to remove mountains, and I am such a powerful discernment of sacred things that I, again, could solve the greatest difficulties. And it's saying here that if I am able to do all of those things, and if love is not present, it is saying that I am nothing. I am nothing. In God's eyes, I am nothing. To man, we may be great, but in love has to be a part of it all. And then it goes on and it talks about, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing.
Amen.
It profits me nothing. And when we go through this, when we look at this, I think about we as Christians, sometimes we become high-minded.
Amen.
Or we have the gift, God has given us the gift to be able to do miraculous things. Having a strong faith as being able to move mountains. Mountains meaning obstacles in our lives.
Amen.
And if there is no love, then in God's eyes, we are nothing. We are nothing.
Amen.
We are nothing. So what God is saying is that although that we grow spiritually, although that he has given us gifts to prophesy, although he has given us the faith to be able to move mountains, we have to have love one for another. One for
Amen.
Another.
Or otherwise, Amen.
We fall into being our own God. And now that's the way I see that, as being our own God. Amen?
Amen.
Any comments?
Amen.
Any comments? Now, you know how we are here. We do like to for you to participate.
Amen.
13:5. In fact, let's just even back up a little bit, and we talk about in terms of understanding the mysteries, understanding the secrets of life, standing to the point we have, our knowledge is so great. Our knowledge is so great that we're able to understand that people can't even imagine. And we do not have love for our brothers, our Christian brothers and sisters. We fall short. In Matthew, if we go back to Matthew from Corinthians, we go back to Matthew 21:21, it states, it says, Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, Be removed and cast it into the sea, it shall be done. It shall be done. So when we look at that, we're talking about in terms of the faith that we may have, the faith that God gives us, but he wants us to have that love along with it. He wants us, I mean, the greatest gift that we have is love for our brothers and our sisters. Amen?
Amen.
The greatest gift that we have is love for our brothers and our sisters. And it is saying here that if we do not have love, that I am nothing. I'm nothing in the sight of God. I'm nothing in the church. I'm nothing to mankind.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
I'm nothing. We have the ability to be able to influence. To influence. We have the ability, God has given us the ability to prophesy. Amen?
Amen.
And we daily see, we see many scholars in the world. We see people who are skilled in the arts. We see people who are masterminds in sciences and yet care nothing about religion, care nothing about God, care nothing about men and women of God. So in their sight, the world sees them as great, but God sees them as nothing. God sees them as nothing. Amen. As we move on, are there any comments? Any comments?
Amen.
Amen. Having faith, man, is the highest degree. Having faith is the highest degree. Amen. That miraculous faith. So that I can remove mountains? Now, that's on the spiritual side when we're looking at that. Talking to the world? From a worldly view? From a worldly view. That's not even understood. Amen?
Amen.
And in verse 3 it says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned. Amen? To be burned. That's the alms that may be given, that's given to God. For God's sake, a desire for God. But if we are in the world, it is saying if we are here in the world and we are not trying to save, tell others about Jesus Christ, if we're not helping one another that's in need, if we are not using our gifts out of the love of Christ, then it profits us nothing. It profits us nothing. We can receive all kinds of compliments, accolades from the world. But if love is missing, is the missing ingredient in that, then in God's eyes, we are nothing. And let's face it, we're working our way trying to get into heaven. Amen? And what God is saying here and what the Word is saying here is that we have to have love. That is the ingredient. That is the ingredient in order to make it happen. That is the ingredient. I am nothing without love. What is love? God gave his only begotten Son.
Amen.
We might have life, and we might have life more abundantly. Gave up his life for our sins. So that we may have life. And I'm talking about, you know, that not, and it was not charged to us. It was not charged to us. Amen. Any comments? Any comments? Any comments? When we look at the word, it suffereth long and is kind. It suffereth long and is kind. Is something that's charitable to mankind.
Amen.
Charitable to mankind. Love suffereth and is kind. Love envies not. Love vaunts not itself. It is not puffed up. We do not have to prove ourselves. Amen?
Amen.
Love is patient. So if someone does something to you or myself as Christians, we're supposed to look at it in a spiritual way and love. Love is patient. Love is long-suffering. We don't have to be puffed up to show what we can do, what God, the gift that God has given us. We do not have to be puffed up. Amen?
Amen.
It does not behave rudely. It seeks not her own, is not easily provoked, and keeps no record of evil. Does not behave itself rudely. Rudely. Seeks not her own. Not looking for revenge. We're not looking for revenge. We're not easily provoked. We don't easily become upset for what is said or done to us. And we do not keep a record of all those who have harmed us in some kind of way. Now, from a fleshly side, we fall back into the flesh. We fall back into that old man or that old self, and we become upset.
Mm-hmm.
That's that fleshly side. What it's saying here is that we do not keep a record of that. Once we have forgiven them, it's over. It's over. We do not keep a record of everything that has been done to us, that has harmed us in any kind of way. How about you, those of you that may be listening? Is there anything that anyone has done to you that's harmed you in any kind of way? Is there anyone who has hurt you in any kind of way? Is there anyone who has said something to you, who has offended you, hurt your feelings, and you're still carrying it?
Amen.
And what it's saying here is just forgive. There's forgiveness. Forgive them for their wrong. Let it go. Let it go. Do not carry it. Keep a record of how many times that you was hurt. Let it go. Because the more that you hold on to it, the easier you will become offended.
Amen. So true. So true.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, let's face it. You know, the flesh is weak. We become easily offended.
Yes.
But when we have the word of God on our side, when we have the word of God which is protecting us, we don't focus on what anyone is doing or has done to us.
Amen, amen,
amen.
Amen? Amen. That's good.
I remember where it says, no weapons that are formed against you shall profit. Shall not prosper. It will not prosper. It cannot hurt you. No weapons that are formed against you shall prosper. It cannot. And I believe God's word. I believe what God says.
Amen. Amen.
On your job, whatever someone has said to you, according to God's word, love them anyway. Love them anyway. Amen?
Amen.
It does not behave itself rudely. It does not behave itself rudely. We don't have to act the same way that the other person act. We do not have to show the same attitude. We do not have to match words. We don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. Let it go. Let go and let God. Amen?
Amen, amen.
And then it goes on to say, rejoice not in iniquity. It rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Amen?
Amen.
Charity rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. We don't rejoice, or it's saying here, rejoices in anything that has been done to us.
Can we go a little bit further?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Corinthians 13:8 says, love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known.
Mm-hmm.
And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these are love. I think that these verses in 1 Corinthians, well, all of 1 Corinthians 13, the chapter on love is helping us to remember exactly what love is, that love is not selfish, and love isn't for you, it's for the other person.
Mm-hmm.
I got a message on Facebook how people cut and paste and share different things that they get from other sites, but one of the Christian sites that put on a message saying that marriage is for you, and then it went on to talk about what marriage was and that it's not for you. When the commandments to love, it's not is for us to be a blessing to other people. It's telling us how we should treat other people.
Mm-hmm.
And if we look at verses 8 all the way to 13, we think about how are we developing our ability to be loving. And it's, these verses are reminding us of what it means to be loving and how we have to be reminded, like you were saying, even though you may not feel like it, to be a blessing to other people. That even just saying, God bless you,
mm-hmm.
even to our enemies, for our enemies, praying for them, praying for them. The best thing you can do for yourself is to be a blessing to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You want to look at it from a selfish side.
Amen.
To bless your enemy, to ask the Lord to bless them. You forgive them, you release them, and ask the Lord to bless them.
Mm-hmm.
That as we go out and we ask for blessings for people and we pray for other people, that you're exercising your gift because you're already walking in a blessing.
Amen.
You're already walking in God's abundance. So why not ask us for other people? It's amazing how people will say, and I'm sure some of our listeners know this too, if they're practicing Christians, that especially when you're working in situations where people may not be saved or may not be mature in the Lord, that they can sense the difference even if you don't say anything. Even if you don't have your gold cross around your neck and carrying your Bible, they know that there's a difference. They can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And your difference influences and leaves an impression on the atmosphere, on the people that are around you.
Amen.
Yeah, I think that in these two verses, we're supposed to look at it and put our churches in perspective. How are we collectively as the body of Christ and in our little church houses and our little church communities or I don't even want to say religious, but our Christian community, are we exercising these things? When visitors come, are we showing them love? Are we being loving to one another? Are we being caring for one another? Are we extending ourselves to pray for one another?
Mm-hmm.
Are we trying to be a blessing, not just in what we say, but also what we do?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I think that these verses also should be a reflection of the way we are in our personal life, that our neighbors should know our walk or have a hint of who we are. Even if you don't have, like right now we have a cross out of the front yard, so that's a clue. But they should know it by the way we carry ourselves,
mm-hmm.
by the way that the household is run, the way that we interact with our neighbors. They should know there's something different.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to, our Christian walk is supposed to be a walk of attraction where people are attracted to us and curious about us because we're peculiar people. Why don't we think like the world? Why aren't we acting like the world? Why aren't we saying and doing the things of the world, you know? And how can we be happy about it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can we find joy in the way that we're walking? You know, how can we find joy in the way that we're carrying ourselves? And if we're walking around with the Spirit of the Lord, the joy of the Lord on us, they should be curious about who we are, what we're about, what we think, and what motivates us.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. I have a comment from that 216 number. There's a 216. I'm sorry, I missed. You hit one, and you wanted to comment.
Yes, that's quite right. I was listening to what you were saying, which was very good, but I was thinking that love is an action word. And we have to put our love to action because when we don't, we can't say we're like God because God does everything. He puts it in action. When he put Jesus here, he put him to action. And his love to his was. Hello?
Amen.
And the thing about it is, Jesus loved us before the foundation of the world. Now, this love that the apostle's talking about, he's trying to get to Corinthians because they were having so many troubles in the church, they didn't know what love was. And love is a agape love, is a godly love. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, my brother, for that. Thank you for that. You're absolutely right. That, you know, that is, love is an action word. I like that. Love is an action. And action is how we put it in practice. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Anyone else, any comments? 631s, anyone else in comments?
631.
Amen. 631.
Hello?
Yes, you're potted on. We hear you.
Oh, wow. You know what? I must admit, I thought this was a recording, but this is very good about love, because love is the essence and the foundation of our existence. Because God is love, like you said, brother, and like Sister Suzanne said, we are to be examples of that love, because God knows that sometimes we do get our toes stepped on, and we do. One thing about it too, the Lord said you can get angry, but don't let the sun go down on your anger. So just like you were saying, then we have to go to God and ask for forgiveness, but yet we still should exemplify that love that He has, that He has for us, and that we should have for our brothers and sisters and the world. Yeah. That's
amen. And you know, the world is watching.
Yes, they are.
The world is watching. You know, we cannot say one thing and do something totally different. You know, you're in church, and then all of a sudden you get out of church and someone cuts you off on the road.
Yeah.
And then you get an attitude. You know. You know, you get that little vengeance attitude. You know, it cannot be that way.
Yeah.
It cannot be that way. And, you know, like my brother said, you know, love is an action. It is an action. It's how we respond to others, how we put it into action, how we put it in action, and that is so true. And that's what we have to do. That's what we have to do. You know, I call it like a holy love. You know, a holy love. All we have to get past that earthly love, but you know, we have to fall into that holy love to the point where when we become upset with a situation and the way it happens, we got to get past that flesh of how we used to act and we get into that spiritual side. So I like to look at that as holy love.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? For all those that are listening, and I would probably think that many people would probably say, it is difficult for me to show love when I am angry at someone.
Mm-hmm.
That is a practice. That is a practice. That's something that we have to practice. But the more that we study the Word of God, the more that we share the Word of God, the more that we go and fellowship with other brothers and sisters in Christ, the more we become like Christ. The more we become like Christ, and I think that where we fall short, you know, is because you have to be able to spend time in the Word of God.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
You have to spend it, and that becomes a personal relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That personal relationship to the point where, you know, you can't make it without spending some personal time with Jesus Christ.
So true.
On a daily basis.
So true.
And depending on where you may be and where you may be, you may have to spend more time than you need, you know, just to be able to make it through. So we're all human. But it says in here that love never fails. And I believe that. I believe that wholeheartedly. It does not make a difference what has happened to us.
It does not make a difference what someone has done to us. But if we stand on God's word and what God said, love never fails. When we show love, we can turn whatever evil that's coming against us.
Mm-hmm.
We can turn it. And it's easy for the listeners that are listening, it's easier said than done. It's easier said than done. Hey, let's face it, we all fall short. You know, we all fall short. That becomes a daily practice that we have to exemplify. But I believe that love never fails.
And just like you're saying, brother, you know, just like Jesus did, you know, I'm sure his walk, of course his walk wasn't easy. But you know what? Just like you're saying, spending time with the Lord, spending time with the Father, spending time in our word, you know, when we do that, when we take that time to be alone with him, that's mm-hmm. when we get built up in our spirit. And when we get built up in our spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh, because the word
Amen.
Of God says that. The word of God
Amen.
Says that.
Amen.
You know, and just Jesus.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Any other comments?
Yes.
Our present knowledge mm-hmm. is we attain that, and it is attained by, we have to have as much labor and much study. We have, you have to study the word of God.
So true.
We cannot get away without studying the word of God.
So true.
We cannot get away with it.
Study thyself approved.
Yeah.
Amen. I heard somebody say, study thyself approved. The workman, what? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know what? That's
Can I ask a question?
The Bible study. You know, we all come together and we share pieces that make a whole.
Mm, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Now, brother, did you have a comment that you want? Your mic is on. Did you want to make a comment?
Why do you feel the world has rejected the love of God?
Mm-hmm. Is that a question?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Why
is
do you feel? Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Why do you feel the world has rejected the love of God?
Well,
anyone want to comment before I make a comment?
Yeah, I can answer that, because a lot of us that are in the body of Christ, we're not representing him in a right light. You know,
mm-hmm.
they're seeing twofold when it should be just onefold. Our love. Our love walk.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible also says, which is alive and piercing, he says, this is how they're going to know that you are my disciples, in how you
mm-hmm.
love one another. So when the world is looking at us scratching and pawing at each other and supposed to be Christians,
Amen.
Then they look and say, well, why should I come to church? They're not doing anything. They're acting
mm-hmm.
like me. But we're to be examples.
Amen.
A lot of people are rejecting God's love, because he put us here to exemplify his love, to walk in
Amen.
His love, to be obedient in his love.
Amen.
That's why they're turning away.
Faith. If
mm-hmm.
you got faith of a mustard seed,
yeah.
you can move any obstruction. And you ought to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was when Jesus told Peter, the devil wishes to sift you like wheat, but
mm-hmm.
I have prayed that your faith fail you not.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And you know, my brother, just, you know, to mention that in terms of that rejection, you know, the beautiful
mm-hmm.
thing about God is he has given us a choice. He has given
Amen.
Us a choice. We can love God or we can reject God.
Yes.
Hello? We can reject it
yes.
or we can love God. And he has given that choice. That choice is given freely.
So true.
But when the end comes, when the end of time comes, all those choices that we made is going to determine whether we make it into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? It's just like the
Amen.
Lord. You know, we can go out and we can continue to sin. We have a choice, we can continue to sin, we can do right, or we can do wrong. But if we continue to do right, that's our choice. But there is a consequence that's going to come.
Mm-hmm.
There is a consequence behind each action that we choose.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we love or reject, there is going to be a reaction toward that.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Any comments? Any other comments? Any other comments?
Come on, bro.
Any other comments? Yeah, that's a good question, my brother, in terms of that, in terms of rejecting. You know, God will never, ever force his love on us.
No.
He will never, ever force his love on us. He will never, ever force us to love him. See, because
it's a willing.
Sin entered the world. We were born in sin.
Right. Shaped in iniquity.
We were born in sin. Amen?
So Amen.
The choice to love or reject it is our choice. It is a choice.
It's like Joshua
Amen.
Said, for me and my house.
Amen.
We're going to serve the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And what?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amen. That's basically... I believe that is our whole purpose while we're here at this point in time. You know, we have a choice. We are a choice. We're supposed to help others to choose to love God. We are to help others to choose to love God. That is our purpose. We are trying to help others.
And we feed them too.
Amen?
I'm sorry. Can we lead them to God through salvation and let them accept God, and then they'll know the purpose of God?
Amen. 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 You know,
I've enjoyed talking to you.
We fight not against flesh and blood, but we fight against principalities and high
Amen.
Places. We have to
realize
there is another factor that's going to prevent us from doing what we're supposed to do. You know, the Bible says, you know, for the good that we do, evil is always
present.
Mm-hmm.
Always. So this is not going to be a cakewalk. It's not going to be a cakewalk. There's going to be trials. There's going to be tribulations. And we have to choose or determine whether we want to love him or reject him. Or let me put it another way. Do we want to be like the world, or do we want to be like Christ?
Amen.
That's a choice. Now, the world, we can see. We can see all the good things, the fine cars, the beautiful jewelry, all the beautiful things in the world. We can see that. We can see what has been reaped with that. But with God, we can't see it. We can't see it. But it's greater. It is greater than what we see in the world. But that comes from a personal relationship with Christ. That's a personal choice to love Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
It also says that greater is he that is me that he is in the world. So that's where our strength comes from Christ. And he told the disciples, he said, some of you stand here are not going to see the kingdom. And that's because of their lack of faith.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. Amen. We have a job to do. We have a job. We have a job. We have a job. Our whole purpose. Every day. There is a purpose to each and every one of us. There is a purpose. And I need to ask you, who's listening, what is your purpose? What is your purpose? What purpose has God designed you for?
Amen.
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 God loves us so much, and I'm right back to what he said, or what I said earlier, that he gave his only begotten son. He gave it just for us, just for you, and just for me. And let me just say this. He died for us, but he's also coming back for us.
Yes.
He is coming back for us.
Yes, he is.
And that's why it's important that we get our house in order.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's time to start cleaning up that house.
Mm-hmm.
All that baggage and everything that we've been carrying over, we need to get rid of it.
Amen.
We need to get rid of it. We need to get it right. Get that house cleaned up. For God will not occupy an unclean house.
Amen.
Will not. He will not. And somebody might be asking, well, how do I clean up my act? Repentance.
Amen. That's right.
It starts with repentance. Mm-hmm. Asking God to forgive you of your sin. It starts with repentance. We have to acknowledge that we are sinners and we have fallen short. We have to acknowledge that.
Amen.
And I use the word we as plural because we're all in it.
Yes, amen.
Daily, we have to ask God for his forgiveness.
And Jesus knew that. That's why he said, when you pray, pray this way, our Father which art in heaven. That
amen.
Prayer in itself carries everything. Forgive them
amen.
That trespass against them. You know, that.
It's a model prayer.
That's a model prayer.
Amen.
Perfect prayer. Yes.
Amen. 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 And you know, that's an ideal prayer.
Yes, it is.
You who's listening is wondering that might be saying, I don't know how to pray. That's a model, that model prayer right there.
Mm-hmm.
You can use that model prayer and go to God in prayer
that's model
prayer.
Right on. Amen. Amen.
The enemy will mess up our mind and confuse our mind that we become so confused that we begin to start to doubt ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We begin to start to feel that we are incapable of being loved by God.
Amen.
But I'm here to tell you that God loves you just the way you are. And all he's doing is just waiting for you to return to him.
Amen.
So you who may be listening, and we may be speaking to you, it's as easy as just asking God to forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you do it with a pure heart. You do it with the intentions of changing and turning over your life. Because let me tell you something, it's not going to be easy. You have to stay in constant. And that's what this is all about.
Amen.
Realizing what our purpose is, what our walk is, and then walking in that destiny. Because let me tell you something. God will never, ever put you in a situation that you cannot handle.
Wow, that's
He's
good.
Always going to prepare you. He is, God is always going to prepare you. Before he sends you out, you're going to be prepared.
That's good.
You're going to be ready, and you're going to be victorious. I can guarantee that. The victory has already been won.
Amen.
Any comments? Boy, this has been great. This has been great. You know, dialogue, and again, for those of you that's listening, you know, if you want to tune in, 347-237-4054. We just love to talk about our Lord and Savior. We just love it. We just love it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Any other comments? 216-631-216. I'm looking at, if you wanted to comment. We are
well,
talking
amen.
About we kind of
just I just appreciate the opportunity to speak with you on the Lord this afternoon. I've enjoyed the comments. One thing that I'm going to leave after this, God does not tempt, but he does test. And in that test, he'll bring you through that you'll have a victory and a testimony.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
You too.
God bless you, my brother. Thank you so much. Amen. Yeah, there will be a victory and there will be a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
This was a beautiful subject.
Mm-hmm. And praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I love it. And I love it when God is in the middle of it. I love it when God is in the middle of it, you know?
Yeah.
That is so beautiful. You know, and we pray that those of you who are listening via internet, those of you that are listening via internet, we pray that you've received a message tonight, and that is our whole purpose, is just coming together just to share a word of God. Amen. We're here every Wednesday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, New Beginnings Ministry. Tune in. We thank you for tuning in. As we're coming closer to the hour, I think we have about 90 seconds left. We're going to have prayer, and then we're going to close out.
Amen.
I believe this is out of New York. This is Minister Herman, Elder Herman. Would you like to lead us in prayer? Close it out.
Yes, okay. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you today. We thank you for coming together. We thank you for the word that has come forth that is meat to our souls, joy to our hearts. Lord, we give you praise for the minister and his wife. We thank you for this ministry. Lord, as it goes through the airways, continue to move on your people to hear the word of God, live in the word of God, and to walk in the word of God. We thank you today. In Jesus' name, amen.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for tuning in. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. Amen.
Amen.
Until next week,
amen.
God bless you.
Amen. I love you again.
My heart is called a vision of a life.